is back in town. And for those of you who don't know, a tremendous coach, tremendous football mind, and a really good guy. And we welcome him back. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Been a while, but certainly you've left a mark around the country, getting to the college level, which is, I always say, when you get a college coach to come back and coach high school football, the entire program changes in a major way. Talk about the experiences, the people you've worked with, and since you left here, as a very successful man when you left here.
You know, I've had some great experiences. You know, I got a chance to work with Howard Snellenberger at FAU and help him build the program when I was the running back coach and special teams coordinator. And then I was on to Catholic University in Washington, D.C. for about a decade as the head football coach, and then on to Marshall. And now I'm working my way back to South Florida.
Excited. You know the type of kid that you're going to come in and get. It's not like you're taking a job that you have no clue, because you know the administration, you know how Columbus runs. So you know that you're getting that type of student athlete. Maybe what you don't know are some of the talented kids. When you left, you would get a handful of the guys, but now it seems like Columbus is getting more combined with those other kids, and that's added up to success. Now, with your experiences and being able to evaluate kids at a younger age, this process gets going quickly for you. Have you talked to a lot of the kids that are coming back?
Yeah, you know, my first week there, I had a lot of individual meetings and meetings with the team, so I got to get to know those guys. And you're right, there's a lot of talent coming back for us next year. I'm really excited to work with those guys.
But from a standpoint of no, I mean, you're not like the public school guy that comes in and goes, you know, you have to get used to the quote unquote rules that, you know, that all schools live by. But at Columbus, it's been in place for decades and decades and decades, and you were a part of that. Talk about that, because I know that structure that's a lot of high school football coaches don't really, you know, sometimes they enjoy it, but at this school, it's a given. I mean, it's the kids already know what to do. They know how to act. They're not going to, you know, make fools of themselves. That's all already a given. That's got to be a huge plus for you.
Yeah, there's definitely less issues with the players on our team. And a big part of it is the environment that's created in the classroom on a daily basis. It just makes the job as a football coach that much easier.
You know, and I remember when you were here before, and the objective was the same. I mean, you worked those kids hard, you taught them a lot, and that was your strength. You were a great teacher, a disciplinarian, but somebody who would kind of like take the foot off the gas once in a while to kind of like, and you know, take in all the good stuff. I know you've changed in a lot of ways. 20 years does that for people. But talk about Dave Dunn now, 2019, as opposed to back in the late 90s.
Well, I got more gray hair and more wrinkles.
Yeah, we all do.
I just think I'm a better coach than the first time I had this job, and a big part of it was, you know, working for some of the people that I worked for and being a college head coach. And the first time I was here, where I was really a defensive coach, you know, I worked with some great people, at Harvard, and learned a lot about defense. And Mark Harriman is one of my mentors, our D coordinator there. And after I left there, Coach Snellenberger hired me as a running back coach, so I kind of shifted over to offense. And so I feel I'm a little bit more well-rounded of a coach than I was the first go-round.
Yeah. And the very fact that you learn more about college and how they do things, and you know you look at, there are coaches, you know, like a Mark Wandolo, who will run those type of coaches, you know, those practices that everybody comes and say, wow. And that's what you do. I mean, and I remember you did that before you left, and now look at all the college experience you have. That's got to be really a plus for college coaches to come to Columbus to see the way you guys work, because that, again, that takes a lot of heat off of them, because a lot of these kids already come in with that knowledge and with that structure and being around that environment. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is with the 20-hour rule in Division I college football, it just forces you to be efficient.
Right.
And you just learn how to streamline practice. And hopefully I can take some of those things. You know, I learned at FAU and Marshall and put them in place at Columbus, so we'll have a well-run, efficient practice.
As we're talking with Dave Dunn, new head coach at Christopher Columbus, Miami, defending 8A state champions. Marshall, there's a program there. Now, we started sending a lot of kids from South Florida to that area, obviously. Everybody knows Rakeem Cato, one of the kids that just is making his way in this cycle is a quarterback named Maurice Underwood, who is that type of player. South Florida, and you remember this, I mean, everybody does, even if you recruit here, it's like no other place when it comes to talent. You could have a whole entire inner city schools like we've had with Central Columbus, Central and Carroll City and Booker T were all rated in the top 25 nationally, which is kind of unheard of from an inner city, you know, inner city environment, because you look at now the Katies and the South Carolina, you know, all these schools. Allen, all these powerhouses are all suburb schools. Talk about that, because being so consolidated with talent in the Miami area, it spreads to you guys. And you get those upper crust kids and you get those elite kids where if you were at another environment, you may not. Talk about that.
It's an amazing experience to recruit South Florida. You know, I had Dade County when I was at FAU, and you know, a lot of people that aren't familiar with the area don't understand is that, you know, a lot of those high schools you mentioned are within blocks of each other. And, you know, between those schools, you'd go watch, you know, you can go watch three practices in about 45-minute period and only have to travel a few blocks and end up offering 10 players during that time period.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes things easy. So, obviously, from that standpoint, you know, you're every week you're going to, and Columbus has stepped up the schedule over the last couple of years, which is awesome. And everybody loves to see, you know, them playing the Northwesterns and the South Dades and mixing it up with the Chaminades and schools like that. But exciting, coach. I just wanted to introduce you back to everybody who didn't remember you. And certainly thank you, you know, for all the great stuff that you did. And we're excited to once again watch you guys play and look forward to the spring. And again, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday night.
Thanks, Larry, and really appreciate all you do for South Florida football.
Thank you, coach.